Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. Mayor Adams announced yesterday that he is ending his campaign and dropping out of the race for mayor. Adams releasing a video to announce the end of his campaign, saying the constant media speculation about his future and the campaign finance board's decision to withhold millions of dollars has undermined his ability to campaign or continue. Adams dropping out of the race is seen by observers as a move that would benefit Andrew Cuomo, as he's a candidate preferred by some Democrats and some Republicans. ABC political director Rick Klein says even without Adams in the race is still of huge interest all over the country.
The race is still going to be very closely watched nationally, and even Republicans nationally are a bit split on what they'd like to see the outcome. From a governor's perspective, I think they'd much rather see Andrew Cuomo than Zoran Mamdani. But from a political perspective, you can argue that running against Mamdani in the midterms next year and beyond is actually something Republicans would relish, including President Trump.
And how are Adams' opponents reacting? Andrew Cuomo is praising Adams, saying he put the well-being of New York City ahead of personal ambition. Democratic frontrunner Zoran Mamdani saying in part in a statement, quote, New York deserves better than trading in one disgraced corrupt politician for another. The Bally's Bronx Casino project in Ferry Point is moving forward. Lisa Sorin is the president of the Bronx Chamber of Commerce.
The question is whether to advance the application to the Gaming Facility Location Board has received 5 positive votes, meaning the application has been approved.
It was one of 3 remaining projects in the city still waiting for a vote. The plan calls for a 500,000 square foot gaming facility structure at Ferry Point and a 500-room hotel. Bally says the casino is expected to attract more than 9 million visitors a year and produce $1.2 billion in net economic output. This afternoon, a committee in Brooklyn will vote on whether to approve a casino for Coney Island's iconic boardwalk. And tomorrow, it's Queens, the powerful community advisory board there, voting on the Metropolitan Park proposal. If any of those projects win committee approvals, they'll move on to the final round for approval from the state. The state is expected to award up to 3 downstate casino licenses before the end of the year. After some public outcry, the MTA is tweaking slightly its plan to hike subway and bus fares. They'll now make the 7-day Omni fare $35. The MTA had planned to raise it to $36. But the fare for a single subway or bus ride still expected to increase from $2.90 to $3 in January of 2026. The MTA said they made adjustments after hearing from the public in a 6-week comment period this summer. This commuter, Nathan, says he's concerned about the increased rates, but doesn't believe it should have a huge impact.
I think at the end of the day, the extra 10 cents isn't really going to affect much, but at least it's like there.
The MTA board must still vote to approve the changes, and that's expected to happen tomorrow. The 16-year-old accused of fatally shooting a 13-year-old, Sanjay Samuels, in the parking lot of a Dunkin' in Queens, back in court today. On Saturday, the 16-year-old was charged with murder in the second degree and criminal possession of a weapon, and the judge ordered him to return to court today. Police say Samuels, a high school freshman, was in the Dunkin' parking lot with friends last week when someone came up to the group on a scooter and immediately sparked a fight. Samuels allegedly punched the suspect, who then allegedly pulled out a gun and fired, hitting Samuels in the head. Mayor Adams had previously suggested the motive was an ongoing gang dispute. If convicted, the 16-year-old faces up to 25 years to life in prison. Police are now searching for the person who robbed and raped a woman in the Bronx in the early morning hours yesterday. The NYPD has released pictures of the suspect, who they say attacked the woman around 5 a.m. on Sunday. The 36-year-old woman was near East Gun Hill Road and Putnam Place when a man came up and grabbed her by the neck. He then sexually assaulted her and robbed her before fleeing the scene. The woman was transported to the hospital, where she's said to be in stable condition. We have pictures of that suspect at 1010winds.com. Police are asking anyone with info to call Crime Stoppers. Police are looking for three people following the fatal shooting of a 19-year-old in Forest Hills. Gene Rios was shot in the chest last night near 64th Road and the Grand Central Parkway. This is the first shooting so far this year in the 112th Precinct, which includes Forest Hills. Rios was taken to New York Presbyterian Queens Hospital, where he was pronounced dead. Police did not release a description of the suspects or a motive for the shooting. And we still don't know the identity of a woman whose body was found in Milburn Pond in Baldwin, Long Island. Police made the discovery yesterday morning after getting a 911 call. Milburn Pond Park has a walking trail and is a popular spot for fishing. 6 years ago, a man's body was also found there.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.